One of the last century's technological breakthroughs was the invention of color photography. With it came the splashy new world of color movies, and the virtual disappearance of movies in black and white. And that's a shame, says film critic Roger Ebert. He recently stopped by our studio to talk about what we've lost.
Black and white to me is unbelievably beautiful. I can't understand why there are people who don't like black and white. They're not losing something, they're gaining something. Because if you stop to think about it, the world is already in color. So a color film doesn't add anything. A black and white film adds something. It adds a stylistic overlay that is less realistic than color. It's also more susceptible to shadings of light and shadow. They use shadow all the time. And also in those days, they all smoked and they all wore hats. The women and the men wore hats. A hat is fabulous as a compositional device for a cinematographer because by moving the head of the actor, you can have the eyes shadowed, the eyes concealed, you can have the face partially hidden. You can do all kinds of things with light and shadow and then with smoke. And these kinds of movements are fascinating. Von Sternberg, for example, in particular, some of his movies are basically about the human face. Dietrich, a scene through lace, scene surrounded by fur, scene through smoke, scene through fog, scene in shadow, making her into an ineffably fascinating, mysterious person. Put her in color and she loses half or three quarters of her mystery and fascination.
Isn't somebody going to come and take him away?
Yeah, in just a few minutes. Well, Hank was a great detective, all right.
And a lousy cop.
Is that all you have to say for him?
He was some kind of a man. What does it matter what you say about people?
When black and white really started to take a hit, when color television came in, because the network started to demand color movies so that people could see them on their color sets. And then eventually people got used to them. But there were certain movies that directors felt had to be shot in black and white, certainly Good Night and Good Luck. It had to be shot in black and white because George Clooney decided to use real footage of Senator Joseph McCarthy, and he was in black and white on television.
Ordinarily, I would not take time out from the important work at hand to answer Murrow. However, in this case, I feel justified in doing so because Murrow is the symbol, the leader, and the cleverest of the jackal pack, which is always found at the throat of anyone who dares to expose individual communists and traitors.
Schindler's List, I think, had to be in black and white, partially because we identified black and white with World War II, and then partially, too, because the black and white added more possibilities for lighting in terms of the complexities of moral behavior that were going on.
Hello.
Hello. Fancy seeing you here.
Orange juice? Certainly.
Now tell me, you've forsaken your beloved whiskey and whiskies.
No. I've just changed their color, that's all. I'm going for the pale pastel shades now. They're more becoming to me. How about you, Mr. Connor? You drink, don't you? Alcohol, I mean.
Oh, a little.
A little? And you a writer? I thought all writers drank to excess and beat their wives.
The reason that the greatest movie stars seem to be of a former generation is that black and white is more suited to stardom than color. Color reduces stars to the level that we all live on. It reduces them to time. If you look at your grandparents' wedding pictures in black and white, they're timeless. If you look at your parents' wedding pictures or your own wedding pictures, you think, did they really wear those dresses? You know, look at that Edwardian tuxedo, my God, that Uncle Frank has on. Fred Astaire was quite correct in his bitter resentment of the fact that Hollywood in his later years forced him to make color films because he said the dance on screen is about movement and movement is about shape and form and not about color.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark.
Roger Ebert is a film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times and co-host of the TV show Ebert and Roper